Today's daf is Bechoris daf Nunvav. We're at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom of daf Nun Hey Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza. So the topic is the mitzvah of Meiser Behema, which is two psukim tucked away at the very end of Parshas Bechukoisai. Everybody knows how Parshas Bechukoisai begins. In Bechukoisai Teilechu, Shatiyu Amelam Batayra, you have the brachas, you have the klolis, and then the end of the parsha, somehow we go from there to the mitzvah of Meiser Behema. So it's literally mafter. V'chol Meiser, Bokar V'tzoin, Koila Sheyavr Tachas Hashovet, Ha'asiri Yia Kodesh Lashem, Lo Yivakir Ben Toiv L'Rav, Lo Yemirenu, Vim Homer Yemirenu, V'ha Yehud Murasa Yia Kodesh Lo Yigol. The second pasuk that talks about Meiser Behema already has a Reisha and a Seifa. The Reisha is Meiser Behema, the Seifa is a whole nother Mesechta, Mesechta is Tmurun, and finally, Eila Mitzvah is Hashatziv Hashem Es Moishel B'nei Yisrael Bahar Sinai Chazak Chazak B'nis Chazak. Regardless, so what's the mitzvah of Meiser Behema? The Torah says that if you have animals, you're supposed to take your animals, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The 10th one, Ha'asiri Yiyah Kodesh Lashem. The question is, what do you do with that 10th animal that's Kodesh? So, the conventional wisdom is, and Azoy Shteitin Rashi in Chumash, and the Rambam in Hilchas Becheiris, and the Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Samach, is you take it to Yerushalayim, you bring it as a carbon, and you yourself get to eat it. There's no chelik of it that goes to the kayanim. You certainly don't have to give the entire animal to the kayanim, but rather, just like the carbon Pesach, which was a carbon, yet the Bailim get to eat the whole thing for themselves. The same would be true for Meiser Behema. Stating that, we mentioned yesterday that a Goyen, Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Prolo, in his grip, his pirish on Reb Sadia Goyen Sefer HaMitzvahs, has a very long arichos, and he's Meichiach from different Rishonim. Yesterday we mentioned three. Yesterday we mentioned Reb Sadia Goyen in his poetry. Yesterday we mentioned the Ritva, brought down in the Shita Mekubetzes in the Sugya of Takfu Koyen, and Rabbeinu Chananel as quoted by the Rishonim Masechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Today Bezus Hashem will mention at the end of the daf a fourth, but regardless, the grip says that not everybody agrees with this, and there are those that held that Meiser Behema was actually one of the Matnas Kohuna. So even though if you count the Choftal and Matnas Kohuna, none of them are Meiser Behema, so you have to figure out where exactly to place it, but the bottom line is, the conventional wisdom is that Meiser Behema was Nachal Abaylan. There is a shita in the Rishonim, and perhaps in several Rishonim, that Meiser Behema, similar to Bechar, was actually given to the Kehanim. It was from the Matnas Kuna. Regardless, today Daf is going to continue to discuss different halachas related to Meiser Behema. Zokta Mishnah, Haloi Keach, if somebody buys an animal, or he received an animal as a gift, Potter me, Meiser Behema, he's exempt from Meiser Behema. So the only time you have to give Meiser Behema is if you have an animal that was born to one of your animals. If, however, you bought this specific animal or you received it as a gift, it's exempt from the laws of Meiser Behema. To say such a chiddush, you need him a car. Doesn't say it in the Torah. The Torah says, V'chol masa bakor v'tzoyin, kola sheyavr tachas ha-shovet, ha-asiri yia kodesh l'ashem. It doesn't say anything about the animals being born in your rishos, or you buying or receiving it as a gift. Says the Gemara, what's the makar? It's learned out from the parsha of Bechar. Amar Rav Kana d'makra, it says, Bechar b'necho titinli. And then the next pasuk says, kein tasa l'sharcha l'tzoyincha. So there are many psukim in the Torah that talk about the mitzvah of Bechar. The pasuk that the Gemara is quoting is a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, which is one of the several pasukim. Regardless, in the mitzvah of Bechar, it says, Bechar banecho titenli, and then it says, Kein tasa l'sharcho l'tzoynecho. So we learn, ma bonecho, just like Bechar banecho titenli, which is referring to Bechar. Ein belokuachu b'matano. It's obvious if somebody buys a child, or if somebody receives a child as a gift, there'd be no mitzvah pidyon haben. First of all, it doesn't make any sense. And besides, it's pashut that the mitzvah pidyon haben is for your child, the pet derechem of your wife. You have an obligation to now go ahead and be poida. Aft soincho, but karcha sotu when it comes to bakar and soin, referring to the mitzvah of Meiser Behema, ain't a bilakuacha b'matana. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. This is a very nice drasha. The problem is, Kein Tasa L'Sharcha L'Tzaynecha is not talking about Ma'isa Behema. It's also talking about Bechar. If you look at the Pasuk, what the Pasuk is saying, Bechar Banecha Titenli. In addition, there's also something called the Bechar that you have to give from your animals, which was the majority of Masechtas Bechares. So, Frank, the Gemara, Behaib Bechar, Ksiv, Amakra, it says Kein Tasa. It says Kein Tasa L'Sharcha L'Tzaynecha. In Eino Yin the Bechar, it can't be talking about Bechar, says the Gemara. What do you mean, Kein Tasa L'Sharcha? What Asiya? What do you do? What human intervention is there in Kedusha's Bechar? The Berechem Kaddish. The Kedusha that the Bechar has comes from the Rechem of its mother. It's something that comes on its own. Thus, argues the Gemara, even though the Pshutei Shal Mikra of Kein Tasa L'Sharcha L'Tzaynecha is referring L'Chayra to Kedusha's Bechar, but the word Tasa is throwing us off. Because Tasa sounds like you shall make Lasois es haShabbos. You should do the Kedusha. You should make the Kedusha. You should impart the Kedusha. That's not true by Bechar. Must be it's referring to a Kedusha that an animal has that you yourself intervene in. You're the one that creates. What is that? Thus, even though, again, the Pshutei Shal Mikra of Kein Tasa L'Sharcha L'Tzaincha is referring not to Ma'isa Behema, but rather it's referring to Bechar, but the word Tasa suggests that we mean something else. What's that something else? Says the Gemara Ma'isa Behema. If that's the case, we have a hekesh between Bechar and Ma'isa Behema. And just like Bechar Eina B'Lekocha B'Matana, so too Ma'isa Behema is Eina B'Lekocha B'Matana. Frank the Gemara V'Eima Tnei U'Inyin L'Chatas U'La Hashem. The Pasuk doesn't say Ma'isa Behema. And even if you want to say Eina U'Inyin L'Bechar Tnei U'Inyin, how do you know Tnei U'Inyin L'Ma'isa Behema? Maybe Tnei U'Inyin L'Chatas U'La Hashem. Chatas Hashem is a hekesh that is created by people. You would have to say Harezu Chatas, Harezu Asham, in order for it to have Kedushas Chatas V'Asham. And maybe that's what the Pasuk means when it says V'chein Tasa L'Sharcha L'Tzaynecha. And if that's the case, maybe the Hekesh between Bechar and Shor and Tzayn is not between Bechar and Ma'isa Behema, it's between Bechar and Chatas V'Asham. And if that's the case, a tremendous Chiddush. That the only time you can make something a Chatas or an Asham is if the animal was born to you. But if you buy an animal, you can't make it a chatas. If you buy an animal or receive an animal as a gift, you can't make it an asha. But the Gemara says, Dumi de Bincha. It's not mistaber that Kein Tasa L'Sharcha L'Tzaynecha is referring to chatas v'asham, because that's very, very different than Bechar. How so? Ma Bincha Sheina Ba'al Chet. Bechar has nothing to do with Chet. Af Tzaincha V'Sharcha Sheina Ba'al Chet. It's mistaber that the Shar and the Tzayn is also not related to Chet. Ma'isa Behem has nothing to do with Chet. Chatas v'asham has everything to do with Chet. Okay, maybe it's Oilo and Shlomim. And maybe we're saying that Oilo and Shlomim are the animals that are in a Belukuach b'matano, and Oilo and Shlomim are not ba'an chet. Now, you're going to tell me, Oilo is mechaper on mitzvah saseh. Rashi brings in a chumash in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, and it's something that we saw many times throughout our learning of Masechtas Zvachim and Menachos. Shlomim is a little bit trickier, but there's a Medrash Tanchuma, for example, the Parshas Tetzaveh with the Tanchuma says that Shlomim is also mechaper. The teretz is that even though Oila and Shlomim are mechaper, but they're not Ba'al Chet. Chatas V'asham is Ba'al Chet. You do an Averi, you bring a Chatas. Do an Averi, you bring an Asham. Oila is not Ba'al Chet. If you decide out of the goodness of your heart that you want to bring a carbon Oila, you can. It's considered to be Ba'al Neder B'Nadava, the same as Shufa Shlomim, and it's Grad the Mechaper. Of course, you give a Kaddish Baruch Hu Nadava, you're going to get Kapara. But it's not Ba'al Chet. Regardless, Oila V'Shlom is not Ba'al Chet. Thus, it's similar to Bechares, and maybe the Hekesh of Kein Tasa L'Sharcha L'Tzaynecha is not Ma'isa Behema to teach me that Ma'isa Behema is Einabal L'Kocha B'Matan. Maybe it's coming to teach me that Oila V'Shlom Einabal L'Kocha B'Matan. But the Gemara says, Dumi the Bincha, Ma Bincha Shein Ba'al Neder B'Nadava, Av Tzaincha V'Sharcha. No, Bechar and Oila V'Shlom are very different, because Bechar is not Ba'al Neder B'Nadava. Either have a Bechar, you don't have a Bechar. You can't say, you know, I want to be menad of a Bechar, so even though this is my third born child, I'm going to give it as a Bechar. Doesn't work that way. As opposed to Oilav Shlomim, thus it's more similar to Ma'isa Behem. Maybe it's coming to teach me halacha regarding Oilas Riyah, that Oilas Riyah is not Ba, Bilakuach, or Bimatana. Oilas Riyah is similar to Bechar in that it's not Ba, Benadava. You can't bring an Oilas Riyah as a Nadava. You can bring an Oilas as a Nadava. But you can't bring an Oilas Riyah as a Nadava, and it's not Baal Chet. Gemara says, Domi de Bincham, Ha'pin Chashen Gebo Lai Zman. Ha'pchon Chavetz Oin Chashen Gebo Lai Zman. No, it's also not similar, because Bechar has nothing to do with Zman. Oilas Riyah has to be brought on Yontif. Ima bincha eben al-koach klas. So the Gemara says, I hear. In other words, the makar to the halacha of the Mishnah, that alekech shiklim b'matanapatim b'maisa behemo, is this hekdesh. It says, b'char b'necho titengli, kein tasa l'sharcha l'tzaynecho, even though the Pshutei Shal Mikra is all talking about b'char, stating that the word tasa is mashma, that the pasuk is insinuating a hekdesh that requires human intervention. That can't be Bechar, because Bechar is Kodesh Mirechem. It's something that happens b'memela. What then does it mean? So the process of elimination, the Gemara comes out that what's referring to is Maisa Behema. And if that's the case, we have a Hekesh between Bechar and Maisa Behema. What do we do with the Hekesh? We have to learn a halacha from it. The halacha is that just like Bechar is Eina B'lekocha B'matana, if you bought or received a child as a gift, there'd be no mitzvah of Bechar. So too, as it relates to the halacha of Maiser Behema also is Eina B'lekocha B'matana. Freak the Gemara. If that's the case, Ima Bincha Eina B'lekocha Chlal, Av Sharcha V'tzaynecha Eina B'lekocha Chlal. If that's the case, just like by the halacha of Pinyan Aben, there is no concept at all. Bechar b'nachatit nehli is never b'lekocha b'matana. The same should be true b'maisa behema. Okay, isn't that what the Mishnah says? Says the Gemara, no. Although from the Mishnah, it's not mashma to the contrary, but we know from something Rabbi Yochanan said to the contrary. If somebody bought 10 ubarim in their mother's womb, so somebody bought an animal, but the animal was an uber. They are nichnas ladir lesaser. Meaning the Mishnah said, if somebody buys an animal, patami maisa behemo. That's true if you bought an animal after it was already born. But if somebody bought an uber, bought a fetus before it was actually born, the halach is it includes for ma'isa behema. What's the kasha? If you're telling me that there's a hekesh, that's the makar to this halacha of ma'isa behema, what's the difference if I bought a lebedig animal or if I bought the uber? Shouldn't the hekesh teach me that just like b'char b'necha titein li, it doesn't matter if you bought this child as an uber or you bought this child after it was born, there's never going to be a mitzvah of pidyon aben. So the same should be true for ma'isa behema, amarava, makra, tasa, and we learn from there, b'shas asiya, miya takasav. The hekesh that teaches me in the b'lekocha matana is only in effect when it's tasa, when it was possible for you to do ma'aseh behema. You can't do ma'aseh behema on an uber. Because how do you do ma'aseh behema? The pasuk says, "Koila she'yaver tachas hashavet." It's not possible for a fetus to go tachas hashavet. As a result, you can't do ma'aseh behema on an uber. If you can't do ma'aseh behema on an uber, clearly, it's not at that point that the hekesh is going to be effect. Meaning the hekesh that says that if you bought the animal, you're exempt from ma'aseh behema, is true if you bought it at a time that you could have been mitzarefit from ma'aseh behema. Being that you anyways can't be mitzarefit over, therefore it's not included in the hekesh. Kufa amra v'asvi amra b'yoichan. Lokachzar ubar me'imon. Kulon nechnasan letir lezaser. Feikti gemar v'anan t'nan. The same exact exchange. It says, halikeyach oishanitun lebe matano. Potter mina meiser behema. Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, Rabbi Yochanan chazoy bechelm. He said that I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, and I know because I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream. Milsim ma'al yamina. This is the fourth time we've had this recently in Menachos and Pcheres. It's mentioned a few times. So Rabbi Lazar, who was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan, right? You think Rabbi Yochanan, who was Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud Muvik, Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan had another Talmud Muvik, Rabbi Elazar. Either way, Rabbi Elazar said that I saw my Rebbe in a dream. Rabbi Yechon wasn't alive at that time. And he says, that's a good omen. It's a sign that I'm going to say a good vart. And what was the vart that he said? What the Gemara just said. The same exact exchange that we just said. So even though it's true, there is a hekesh to teach me that Maisa Behema is Eina B'lekocha B'matana. But at the same time, it's only true if you bought it, or you received it as a gift at a time where it was already a shas asiyah, where you could have made it ma'aseh behema. An uber, you can't make ma'aseh behema because it can't go tachas hashavet. So for that reason, if you buy it at that point, it's not excluded from the halacha of ma'aseh behema. Zok the Gemara Esfei, Rab Shimon ben Eliyakim, l'Rab Elazar. Rab Shimon ben Eliyakim asks Rab Elazar kasha. Meaning, you're telling me that the only time it's true, halakuach, is excluded from Maisa Behema, is if you bought it at a time that it was subject to Maisa Behema. I'll ask you a Gishmak Akasha, Lokuach Chal al Mechusas Man. There's a Mishnah or a Braisa that says that if somebody buys an animal that's Mechusas Man, it was not 8 days old, so the halacha is it's potter from Maisa Behema. Now we know that you can't be makriv an animal until it's 8 days old. The Torah says that animal has to be tachasimoy for 7 days. Umayyamashmini vahali yiratza. The Medrash Rabbi Parshas Emor that we've spoken a lot about. Hishva kos of din adam ledin behemo. Just like in adam by yamashmini yimo basara lasoi, so too a behemo, it's miyamashmini vahali yiratza. The Vilna Goyen and Bir Agron Hilchas Mila brings this as a makar to the Ramah that says that the sandik is kemaktik toiris, that there's an element of akrova. There's a carbon, there's a kachim component to the laws of Mila. He brings a makar, this medrash, that in the medrash you see hishva akas of din adam ladin behema, meaning just like the behema, the hakrov is miyem hashmini vahala, so to adam it's miyem hashmini yim b'sar alasa. But the bottom line is that until an animal turns 8 days old, it's not roy yet to be brought as a carbon. It's what's known in halacha as a mechus hazman. Said the Mishnah or Braisa, halakuach echala mechus hazman, the halacha of lekuach is true even if the animal's mechus hazman. Meaning, if you would buy an animal that's 4 days old, you can't bring it yet as a carbon. The halach is, it would still be excluded because of the halach of lekuach. What's the kasha? According to Rabbi Lazar's lamdas, that Rabbi Lazar was very excited about. He saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream. He knew he was saying good. What did he say? He said that the only time there's a halacha of your potter from Maisa Behema, if you buy an animal, is if you bought it Peshas Asiyah. So you bought it at a time that you could have been makrovit. Therefore, an Uber, which is not a bar asiyah, it's for that reason you don't have the ptur of lekuach. If that's the case, the same should be true for mechus hazman. And here you have a mefurish halacha that halakuach chala mechus hazman. Why is there a miut? Why is there a ptur lekuach on mechus hazman? It's not a bar asiyah. Amaleh, he told him back, zuein a mishra. It's not a mishnah. If you're going to tell me it is a mishnah, so I'll tell you a different teretz, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, he mishum Rav Shimon. It must be a das yachid. Who's the das yachid? It's Rav Shimon ben Yehuda of the name of Rav Shimon bar Yechai, the Omar who said, mechus hazman, nichnas ledir kit lehsaser, vareyu kibachar, ma bachar kodesh lefnez mani, vikar vlachas mani, af mechus hazman, kodesh lefnez mani, vikar vlachas mani. There is a man Omar that says that a mechus says man is nichnas ladir le'sasser. It must be going according to that man domer. Meaning, if it wasn't nichnas ladir le'sasser, then it wouldn't be a barasiyah. Then you wouldn't have the halacha of lekuach. So I think it's not a mishnah. I think there's no such shita. Now you're going to tell me you heard such a mishnah. Obviously, it's yena das yachid. Who's the das yachid? It traces itself back to Stam Rav Shimon, who's Rav Shimon bar Yechai, where Rav Shimon bar Yechai said that a mechus man is nichnas ladir le'sasser, which is not such a chiddush, because really all that means is that you can create Kedushas Maisa Behema on an animal that's Mechus Hazman. You just can't be Makris. By the way, Bechar is the same way, Rav Shimon bar Yochai said. A Bechar is born, the moment it's born already has Kedusha. You can't be Makrivit until it's 8 days old. Okay, you can't be Makrivit until it's 8 days old. But it doesn't mean it doesn't have the Kedusha. The point is, it is considered Kein Tasa L'Sharcha L'Tzaynecha by virtue of the fact that you're able to give it its Hekdesh. So we're not really going to go into some of the things that the Gemara mentioned here, but just two ha'aras, just two marvakaimis, because we really, there's a few intense nekudas here. Number one, the whole concept of being able to sell an uber, right? The Gemara discusses if the ptur lekuach, as it relates to maisa behemah, is true if I bought the animal while it was a fetus, if I bought the animal while it was an uber. The question is, how do you buy an uber? L'chayra, an Uber is a davar shaloi bala'ayla. So is it totally the machlekes, Reb Meir and the Chachamim, whether Adam makna davar shaloi bala'ayla or ain Adam makna davar shaloi bala'ayla? So the truth is, a lot of sugyas in Shas. The Gemara talks about a mezakel Uber. The Rabbim has a famous shita that an Uber can get married, Reb Chaim and Sefer, that you have the kinyan of Kedushin, but you don't have the ishus of Kedushin. One of the big longdises in Masechtas Kedushin comes from Reb Chaim's Hesber to explain the Rambam shita that holds that an Uber can get married. How can an Uber get married? Uber can stand under a chuppah. An Uber can get married. So, yeah, there is such a Rambam Shita. But the bottom line is that there are many sugyas that discuss an Uber from a transactional perspective. Can an Uber buy? Can he sell? Can he get married? Could he be the chosin? Could he be the kala? Pashut is not the chosin. The kala he could be because the father could be mekabel kedushin on his behalf. As biti nesati l'ishazer. Can I be mezakeh something to an Uber? I'm mezakeh Uber. Somebody's wife is expecting and he wants to gift something to his child. The child wasn't even born yet and he wants to set something up for his child. Could he do that? Is there a concept of a mezakel uber? Ubi yerechimoy, ubi lav yerechimoy. But muscho rishon, really, to go through this gemara properly, we'd have to do a better analysis of the sugya of uber and where the uber stands as it relates to Mecca Chamemka. That's the first aura. The second aura is that Rabbi Loza said, Rabbi Yochanan chazoy b'chelma. I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, and somehow he took that as a simen yafa,
To him, that meant that good things were going to come. So the truth is, if somebody sees something in a dream, doesn't mean anything. So the first place to go to is Parakaraya. Parakaraya, that's the last Parak Masechtas Brachas, where the Gemara talks about if you see this in a dream, you see that in a dream. So clearly there is some symbolism in dreams, but it's just kedai to mention the yesod of the Tashbits. The Tashbits, Kvega brings this Tashbits in Gilgan Ashas in the third parak of Masechtas Sanhedrin. We have rebites on this. I think it's called Angel of Dreams. But regardless, so the Tashbits said that really the steer is throughout Shas. On the one hand, there's Gemara after Gemara after Gemara, Chazal after Chazal after Chazal that says, Divrei Chaloimus, Leimayin of Leimeridin. It's all Shtusim, it's Hevel Avolim. And then you find Yosef Atzadik with the dreams. I mean, you have it in the Torah, right? In the beginning of Sefer Bereshis. And you have all this significance. I mean, the Gemara we just learned. Rabbi Elazar said that I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream, and somehow he took that as a semi-order. Maybe he saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream because he thought about Rabbi Yochanan during the day. Like, what gave that significance? You see, there is some significance to a dream. So he's Masber. He reconciles all these different Gemaras based on a Gemara, Masechtas Brachas, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara brings two Pesukim. One Pasuk says, V'chaloymois Hashav Yedaberu. It's a Pasuk in Zechariah Perek Yud. V'chaloymois Hashav Yedaberu. Translation, Chaloymois Shav, Shtosim Yedaberu. Chalemes are worthless. It's Hacheni, there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, "B'chalem adaberboy." This is a pasuk in Bamidbar Yudbeis, referring to the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im got their Nevu'ah b'chalem. Says the Tashbits, you see, there's two dinim when it comes to chalemes. So this is a briska limud in the sugis of dreams. So you have two dinim. There's the chalemes hashav yedaberu, and then there's b'chalem adaberboy. And you have to know. And the Tashbit said a beautiful chiddush that every single time a person has a dream, it's a safik. It's a safik. Is this b'chalemes hashav yedaberu, or is this b'chalem adaberboy? And he said that when it comes to safik iser, you have to go l'chumra. Safik mamin hamoitzim echaver yalav arai dvarim neflam. Again, we went through this in great detail. But either way, any time a person has a dream, at the end of the day, like this Tashbits, or Kvig brings the Tashbits and Gilyan Hashatz, at the end of the day, it's a Sofik. It's a Sofik. I'm not sure, is this Chaloim is Hashavi Daberu, or is this Chaloim Adabru? Ezok de Gemara, me inyan le inyan ba'is inyan. Tani Tanaka Midra Av. So there was a Tana who told Rav the following. Ezeu Esnan shen nichnas le dir le sas. We're going to see this more in tomorrow's daf, but the Gemara says that an Esnan Zoyna is nichnas le dir le sas. So what's an Esnan Zoyna? If somebody pays a Zoyna in exchange for an illicit relationship with an animal. So the halach is that that animal that she received as a matana is not an animal that could be brought on the mizbeach. Right? Esnan is a psul, just like you have kalayim, and there's all these different psulim that you find, roiva, nirva, in terms of an animal that can't go on the mizbeach. And esnan is a psul. The Torah says very clearly that an esnan can't go on the mizbeach. Stating that, it's going to be mavur in tomorrow's daf that an esnan is nichnas ledir le'saser. It's included in ma'isa behema. Meaning, if you have an animal that's an esnan, it's in your eder, it counts. Now, what happens if it comes out number 10? You can't put it on the mizbeach. But at the same time, it is considered one of the 10. So the Gemara says, this Tana told Rav, Ezeu Esnan Shenichas L'Dir L'Sasser, Kol Shenasnu La, V'Chazav Alachei Menu. It's talking about a case where you gave the Zoyna the Esnan, and then you brought it back from her. In that case, the Halach is that you can now count it as Ma'isa Behemah. Freak the Gemara. If the case of Esnan is where you gave it to the Zoyna and then you bought it back from her, once you buy it back from her, it's then on arrival. So the Gemara says, what's the kasha? This person who asked this question forgot what Rabasi said. In the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe it's talking about where this Esnan was an Uber and you bought it back when it was still an Uber. An Esnan could be an Uber, and you put it back as an Uber. As a result, there's no Ptur Lekech. There's no Ptur Lekech. That's what this is going to be in the game. Frank the Gemara, V'te'asrei, why are we saying that the only time it's Negeya, the halacha of an Esnan Zoyna being included in Ma'is Vehema, is when you gave it to the Zoyna, and now you brought it back? It sounds like that if she herself wanted it to count, it wouldn't work. The Gemara doesn't see why not. Mechatesi, it's better if I brought it back. What difference does it make? I mean, Pasha, you learn, no, the halacha is only if I brought it back. But if she herself wants to do it, she can't. But the Gemara doesn't think that. The Gemara's kash is v'te'asri'i. Why should she herself not be able to be makrivit? And by the way, you're going to tell me, maybe she can't do it because she got it as a matana. And the Mishnah said that if you get it as a matana, it doesn't work. Yeah, but we just made an akim that's talking about an uber. To be miyashiv, the fact that he bought it and still he has a chiv. To, or can count it as part of his ma'aseh behemah. So again, why we look why is the case of Esnan only where he bought it back from her? Why is she herself not? The Gemara gives an interesting teretz. Bezoin a nachris. Talk about she was a nachris. So if she's a nachris, she's not Jewish. It's a mil. She doesn't have the halacha. Why are you making it a kimt and a braisa that it's only a gay Esnan where you bought the Esnan back from a zoin a nachris? No, very simple. It's negeya the halacha that an Esnan is included in ma'isa behema. It can't be the 10th one, or if it's the 10th one, it can't go on the Mizbeach, but at the same time, it could be included in the minion of 10, where you gave it to the Zayna, and she herself has a chiv of Maisa Behemo, she can include it. So the Gemara says, no, Kamash Malan, there's an Agav Urche Chiddush over here. You know what the Chiddush is? The Zayna Yisraelis Lehavi Esnan. That there's no halacha of Esnan Zayna if the Zayna is a Yid. The only time you have the halacha of Esnan is if you gave the Matana to a non-Jewish Zayna. But if you gave it to a Jewish Zayna, you don't have this halacha. Sounds like a Chiddush, but the Gemara says, Kedabaya, it's something that Abaya said. Where did he say it? In Tmura Tavchavtes. Abaya zayin nachris, a zayin nachris as nena aser. The halacha is her esnan as aser. The kain abala in her loyko. Another halacha about a zayin that's not Jewish, a kain that's baalel doesn't get malchus mishum leichal zara. So leichal zara is one of the lavin that the Torah says about the kain gadol. Abaya is really talking about a kain hegid. I have been mafarshin, but the more obvious loysa say that we're all familiar with as it relates to a kain is vel isha zayinah. So Koyin is not allowed to be Bayala a Zayna. Says Abaya that's only true if it's a Zayna Yisraelis. But a Zayna Nachris, not. So again, Zayna Nachris has Esnan, but doesn't have the Halach of Leichal Zari. Doesn't have the Halach of Lisha Zayna Leikachu. Zayna Yisraelis is just the opposite. Esnan and Mutter. Her Esnan is going to be Mutter. V'Koyin Abba Leo like Mishab Leichal Zari. Says the Gemara, Abaya explains, Zayna Nachris is Asur. The reason you have the Halach of Esnan it says in the parish of Esnan. It says in the parish of Arayis. Just like Arayis, Mamzerus are all Chayve Krisos, so to Esnan has to be a Chayve Krisos, or at the very least, a situation where there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Being that a regular Israelis, if the man wanted to marry this woman, he could have married her. Now, she was a Zayna, but he could have married her if he wanted to. So that's enough to say that you're not going to have the halacha of Esnan. Where then must it be Negeya? It must be Negeya if she was a Nachris. What if she was a Chayve Krisos? She was an Erva? It's Enochanami. The Rishonim say, based on the Sugi Masechtes Tmura, if she was a Chayve Krisos, Abaya would agree that it'd be an Esnan. Meaning, even Abaya that says Zayna Nachris Esnanun Osir, but Yisraelis not. He means a Yisraelis that's not a Chayvei Krisus. He means a Yisraelis with his Tfisas Kedushin. But a Yisraelis with it wouldn't be Tfisas Kedushin. And a Chinami. Additionally, the Kain Abala and a Leika, Mishum Leichal Zari, the reason if a person or a Kayin is with a Zayna Nachris is no Leichal Zari, it's because we learn that Leichal Zari, Amar Achman of Ahai Lav Zari, the only time you have the love of Leichal Zari is if the child that would be born from this illicit relationship would be a Chalo. That's only true if the woman would be a Yisraelis. But to the extent that the woman would be a Nachris, the child would anyways not be a Chalo. The child wouldn't be Jewish. As a result, the child clearly wouldn't be a Chalo. So, Bekai Gavna, you don't have this halach. So the reason that we mentioned this halacha of Ezeu Esnan Shenichnas Adilis Aser. Really, you could have said, very simple. You gave the Zoyna the Behema. It's a regular, old-fashioned Esnan Zoyna. The halacha is that even though it can't go on the Mizbeach, it counts as part of the Maisa Behema. Now, if it's the 10th one, you won't be able to be Makrivit. But it could be the 4th one, it could be the 5th one. And if it's the 10th one, it'll be Nechel B'mumai, meaning there are halachas, the Shulchan Aruch. And the case was, well, you bought it back from the, we have to buy it back from the Zoyna for. Keep it simple. No, Agav Urchi Kamash Malan, that in most cases anyways, if you give an Esnan to a Yisrael, it's not going to be an Esnan. Kedabaya, that said, that Zoyna Nachris Esnana Aser, Yisraelis, where it's Tafsi B'Kedushin, that's an important caveat, but Yisraelis, over there, Esnana Mutter, the Esnan is going to be Mutter. Now, it seems to be from this Gemara that we have a Stam Braisa, like Abaya. The truth is that this Abaya is mentioned the Herchava in Masechtes Tmura, Davchav Tes Amid Beis, and if you look at the sugi over there, you have Abaya, which means almost for sure you're going to have Rava, and there is a Rava over there, and Rava argues, and Rava tells Abaya that no, there's no such halacha. Rava Amar Echad Zeh, the Echad Zeh, it's not awesome. It doesn't matter if the Zoyna was the Israelis or a Nachris.
the Esan is always going to be Asar. And as it relates to the second thing Abaye said, V'koyin haba leh loike mishum zayin, and it doesn't matter if she's a Yisraelis or if she's a Nachris, the koyin haba leh is always going to be loike. Meaning, according to Rav, there's no nafkemina between the Yisraelis and the Nachris. If that's the case, it would seem to be a stam brisa over here, a stam of the sugya, like Abaye. Now we know whenever there's machlik, is Abaye v'Rav, the looks like Rav, with six exceptions, Yal Kagam. This is now one of the Yal Kagams, which means that we pass like Rav over here. Stating that, Tani Tanu Kamei Rav, he told him a brisa, and this brisa would seem to be the like Rav. Tais asks the kasha, Tais is muchas, and Tais says, you have to say this is not such a real brisa. Tani Tanu Kamei Rav, this is not one of the brises that we had in Masaira, so you can't be machria anything from this brisa. But the bottom line is, if it's a machlik, it's a baye of a Rav, even though the Gemara brought this whole Gishmak Lashita Sabaya and tied it into Ardaf, but at the same time, halacha l'maisa, the halacha is not like Abaya. Halacha l'maisa, the halacha is like Rava. And incidentally, the Rambam brings clearly Rava's shita. It's just good to mention the lashon of Rambam. In Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, Perek Dal Halacha Ches, he talks about the halachas of Esna. He says, "Zeu Esna and ha'oimel l'zoyna halach dover zeh b'scharayach. Echad zoyna gaya, o shivcha, o Yisraelis, she erva olav, o michai v'lava. Avala pnuya, afilo ha'yu koyen esnena mutar. V'chein ishtoy nida, esnena mutar, afal pishahi erva." So there's a lot going on in that Rambam. But the one thing that's clear in the Rambam is that the Rambam does say that by a panuya ba'al, a pnuya, you don't have the halacha of esnan zayna, but it doesn't have to be like tafsi ba'kedushin. It doesn't have to be a nachris, or it doesn't have to be a chayvi krisus. It could be even a chayvi lavin. That's clearly shita's rava. As it relates to the halacha of being mezana, so this already ties into a very famous shita's Rambam, where the Rambam says that the only time it's asr, midai raisa, emphasis on day raisa, the only time it's asr midai raisa for a man to be mezana with Eina Yehudis, is if it's Derech Asnos. It says in the Torah, Lei Tischatin Bam, Bitcha Lei Sitin Lebnayo, Bita Lei Sikach Lebincha, and the Rambam learns from there that the only time there's an Isser is if it's Derech Asnos, if it's Derech Ishos. But a Maisa's Nuspa Alma between a man and a non-Jewish woman, the Rambam Shittis is not Asa Medei Raisa. The Rambam says, V'lei Asri Torah Ela Derech Asnos, Aval Abal Agoye Derech Snos, Makyo Noisei Makas, Mardos Medei Seifrim, Gzeira Shema Yavoy Lischatin. It's all a Gzeira. The Rambam has a few caveats that even though I just told you that if somebody is mizana with a non-Jew and it's not derech hasnas, all it is gzeira, all it is makas mardus, but there's two halachas you have to know. Number one, ba medvar mamurim b'shahoya boil yisroi. Avot koyin haba lagoyo loikam in atoyra mishum zoyna. Clear. Koyin haba echad zoyna goya ve'echad zoyna yisraelis. U b'ila b'vad loika shareini ena bas kedushin. Rambam plaskin it like rubber. Abaye said clearly not the sugya, not that way. Abaye said the only time you have the halacha of zayin as it relates to a kohen is if she's a zayin Yisraelis. The Rambam says clearly, no, that even though I'm telling you that by a zayin nachris, it's only an issa derabbanan, it's only makanois et makasamar, this gzeira that you might marry her. Intermarriage is asa medeirais according to the Rambam. But a bilas nus with a non-Jew is not asa medeirais, it's the Rambam shita. Stating that, so the Rambam, that's only true as it relates to the yid's isser to be mezana in a promiscuous way with a zoyna. But as it relates to a kohen who has a special parsha of leichal zaroi, he has a special parsha of el isha zoyna lo yikachu, for him it doesn't matter if the zoyna is a Yisraelis or if the zoyna is a non-Jew, he's going to get malchus midairaisa, which means it's an issa deiraisa. The other caveat that the Rambam says is that this is all true if it happens betzina, but if it happens befarhesya, then you have the loch of kanoim poigim boy. Lo yipogu by kanoim. The Rambam says there's a chayvi krisus. So vadvar matik and perik yudbeis in hilchas yisurei bias. The bottom line is the Gemara brings a baya shita, but if there's a baya, there's a rava. There is a rava. Rava is a mesechtes tmura daf chof tes on the base. A machlik is a baya v'rava. The loch is like rava. With the exception of Yal Kagam, this is not one of the Yal Kagams, and it's for that reason in Perek Dal Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, the Rambam says Esnan Zoyin is true even for a Yisraelis, not like Abaya. And in Perek Yubeis Hilchas Yisurim Bia, the Rambam says that when the Torah says that a Koyin is not allowed to be Mazana with a Zoyna, it means even if the Zoyna is a Nachris, again, not like Abaya. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ha'achin ve'hashutfin. Or ha'achin hashutfin shechayovin bekalboin peturim mimaisa behema kishechayovin b'maisa behema peturim nakalboin. So this mishnah right here, Vesachtes Bechoris, is a mishnah somewhere else in Shishi Sidra Mishnah. It's in Sechtis Shkalim. And what the Mishnah is really doing is it's juxtaposing two halachas that at first glance have no shaykhis to each other. The halachas of Maisa Behema, we know what that is. And the halachas of Machzis HaShekel. So what was Machzis HaShekel? Back in the day, there was a mitzvah saseh, midah iraisa, for every single yid, once a year, to pay a one-time tax of a Machzis HaShekel. It's not a lot of money, but every single yid had to give a Machzis HaShekel. The purpose of the Machzis HaShekel was to purchase Karbanei Tzibur. Karbanei Tzibur, by definition, had to come from the Tzibur. So how did you make sure that every single member of the Tzibur had a chelik in the Machzis HaShekel? So what they would do is they would make a collection. It was an annual collection. Every yid would contribute a Machzis HaShekel. We take the Machzis HaShekels together. There were three trumos. It was done three times a year. This is Shkolim 101. That was the purpose of the Machzis HaShekel. It was for the Karban Tamid. It was for the Karbanos Musafin. It was for all the Karbanos Tzibur. Somewhere along the way, the Chachamim made a takana that when you give Machzis HaShekel, you have to add a little bit more. They tacked on a little bit of a surcharge. A Machzis HaShekel is a coin. It's a half a shekel. There was a coin, a half a shekel coin. The Ramban talks about it in his Pirush al HaTorah, that when he made Aliyah, he went up to Eretz Yisrael. So he said that he saw a coin that was clearly traced itself back to the Machzis HaShekel's coin. He changed his opinion of Machzis HaShekel. Ayin Shem. But regardless, the Chachamim somewhere along the way said that it's not enough to just give a Machzis HaShekel. You have to add a little bit. You have to add what's called a kalbai. Add a penny, a nickel. It's a very small amount. But you would have to add a little. What was the reason? The reason is because once upon a time, money got its value based on its weight. It had intrinsic value. It didn't just represent money, or like today, it doesn't represent anything really, hence inflation. But the point is that once upon a time, money had real intrinsic value. The value was what it weighed. And the Machzis HaShekel coin with time eroded a little bit. And as a result, it wasn't really a full Machzis HaShekel. So the Chachamim said, to make sure you're being Mekayim your mitzvah d'oraisa, you have to add a little bit. What you have to do is you have to add a kalbah. Either way, so two halachas. The halacha of Maisa Behema, which we're familiar with, and the halacha of Machzis HaShekel, specifically as it relates to kalbah. Now there's two nekudos that we need as background to today's, to the remainder of the daf. As it relates to Maisa Behema, there's a halacha that if two shutfin would buy something together, two people, they're partners, they have a business together, they own animals, they own cattle. The halacha is the partner for Maisa Behema. So shutfin don't have a chi of Maisa Behema. There's no halacha of Maisa Behema if you have a partner. Okay, that's number one. Number two, another halacha, the only time you have to give a cowboy is if you're giving Machzis HaShekel for yourself. But let's say you're going to give Machzis HaShekel on behalf of somebody else. Even though the whole idea of Machzis HaShekel was that every single person should have a chelik. But the reality is there were people that couldn't afford to give Machzis HaShekel. And the Mishnayos talk about it in Masechet Shkalim, that there is a concept of giving Machzis HaShekel on somebody else's behalf. So in the event that you're going to give Machzis HaShekel for somebody else, the halacha is you don't have to give the cowboy. That backdrop, Zok the Mishnah, what happens if two people, two brothers yarshin their father's estate? So father dies, these two brothers yarshin the estate, and they go into business together. They take the Yerusha, and they become partners together. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'achin ha'shutfin, let's see it again. Two brothers that are partners because of the Yerusha that they yarshin, meaning they're partners in the Yerusha. Shechayovim b'kalboin, in the event that they're going to be chayiv in kalboin, p'tur mi'maisa behema. They're going to be potter for ma'isa behema. V'shechayovim ma'isa behema, if they're going to be chayiv in ma'isa behema, p'tur mi'akalboin. They're going to be potter mi'akalboin. Meaning they're either going to be chayiv in ma'isa behema, they're going to be chayiv in kalboin. But they can't be chayiv, even though the two technically have nothing to do with each other. But the Gemara is just doing back of the envelope arithmetic. That I can tell you as a fact that they won't be chayiv in both. If they're chayiv in ma'isa behema, they'll be chayiv in kalboin, or they'll be potter in kalboin, or vice versa. How does it play out? Konu mitfisas abayis. In the event that they took it bitvisas abayis, I mean they never divided the father's Yerusha, so they yarshined a business from their father. It's worth $100,000. It's a lot of cattle, and they never divided. They didn't say you take 50, I take 50. No, they decided that they're going to just go into business together. So the halacha in that case is chayovim. They're going to be chayiv in ma'isa behema. The reason they're going to be chayiv in ma'isa behema is because we don't look at this business as if it's a business that's owned by partners. We look at the owner of the business as being the tfusas abayis, the late father. Now, the father's not alive anymore. How could he own the business? But the estate takes on a berya b'fnei atzmo. It's an entity unto itself. The LLC somehow
that has a single owner owns this business. And as a result, it's not a partnership. If it's not a partnership, so the halach is, you're going to be chayiv v'maisa behema. At the same time, when it comes, as the Gemara is going to speak out, to being giving machzis hashekel, they're going to be part of them in akalvoin. Because being that it's the father's money, even though they're going to give the machzis hashekel to be yoytz of their own chiv, the way we look at it is if the father's giving the machzis hashekel on their behalf, because it's the father's money. So if it's the father's money, it's owned by one owner, thus you chayv v'maisa, but at the same time, it's one person giving machzis hashekel on behalf of two people. If you give machzis hashekel on behalf of somebody else, you're part there from akalvoin. In love, if they divided it, however, so then the halach is pturin, they're going to be potter from Ma'aseh. Because once they divide it, and now they become partners again, so now we look at them as shutfin. If we look at them as shutfin, in this case, they're going to be potter from Ma'aseh Behemah. Choku, if they divided it, v'chazov v'nishtatfu, chayovim v'kalboin, once they divide it, like we just said, and they become partners again, now they're chayovim v'kalboin, because now I'm giving for me, and you're giving for you. They're also going to be potter from Ma'aseh Behemah, because now we look at them as shutfin. Tana Rabbanan, it says in the Torah, Asher Yeloch. And the context of that pasuk is Kol Peter Rechem. So it says Yeloch. Now the context of that pasuk is talking about Bechor. At the same time, this is the second time we had this in the daf. We're going to take a pasuk that's talking about Bechor and we're going to extract it from it a halacha related to Ma'aseh Behemah. We learn from here, Yeloch, V'loy shal shutfis. Loch is a losh in Yochid, not shutfis. Partners are part of Ma'aseh Behemah. Yochol, afilu konu mitfus zabayis. You would think that if two brothers have the estate of their father, their partners, they should be part of a Ma'aseh Behemah. Talmud Loimer Yiyah. That's a real point to tell me in that case they're going to be chayv. Fake the Gemara. How could you learn from a pasuk in Bechor, Halacha Ma'aseh Behemah? Va'ayba Bechor. Sivzach the Gemara. Ene'in le'Bechor. If it's not Negei Bechor, da Yisei Shutfis. We know for a fact that Bechor has a chiv, even by Shutfin. How do you know that? T'chsevu b'chayrois b'karachem v'tzoynchem. That's a Lashon Rabba. Tanei b'in the Ma'aseh Behemah must be it's talking about Ma'aseh Behemah. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah. Zoktim Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Pabim chayovim b'zeh b'zeh. There are times that two brothers, they yarshin the estate from their father, will be chayv and ma'aseh behemah, they'll be chayv and kalbim. Pamach of turim is everything. Sometimes they'll be potter in both. Pamach chayv and kalbim, turim and ma'aseh behemah. Sometimes they'll be chayv and kalbim and potter in ma'aseh behemah. Upamim, just the opposite. Chayv and ma'aseh behemah, upturim and kalbim. And the Gemara is just going to do a little bit of math now based on the hanachos that we mentioned earlier. Chayv and bezeh bezeh, when are they going to be chayv both in kalbim and in Ma'aseh Behemah, shecholku b'ksofim v'loy cholku b'behemah. If they divided the ksofim, now they became partners again, so they're being mafresh machzis hashekel on their own behalf, they're going to be chayiv in kalbim. They're going to be potter from Ma'aseh, they'll be chayiv in Ma'aseh Behemah as well, because they didn't divide the behemah. So, being that they didn't divide the behemahs, so the behemah is still b'tfusas habayis, it has a single owner, therefore you're going to be chayiv, you'll be chayiv in both. But during mizeh mizeh, it's in the reverse. Shecholku b'behemah, if they divided the behemahs, their partners in the behemahs, they're part of Ma'aseh Behemah. V'loy cholku b'ksofim. So the father then is being mafresh mitfusas habayis on behalf of his son's machzis hashekel. When you mafresh machzis hashekel on somebody else's behalf, you're potter from the kalbin. Chayovim bekalbin turim ma'aseh behemah. How's that possible? Shecholku bezeh bezeh. If they divided both, they're chayiv in kalbin and they're potter from ma'aseh behemah. They're chayiv in kalbin because they're being mafresh their own machzis hashekel. They're potter from ma'aseh behemah because they're partners. Once they divided, they became partners again. That's a regular partnership. Chayovim be ma'aseh behemah turim na kalbin. How's it negated? Be chayiv and ma'aser and the potter from na kalbin. Shaloi cholku bezeh bezeh. It's talking about where they didn't divide anything. So if they didn't divide the behemahs, the chayiv and ma'aseh behemah, it still belongs to the father and the potter from na kalbin. Everything Rabbi Yirmiyah said is fine. I need Rabbi Yirmiyah for this. I mean, I know this is the Mishnah. We spoke of that in the introduction. We knew this. So why do I need Rabbi Yirmiyah for this? No, there is one chiddush in what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. Cholku bebehemah, v'loy cholku b'ksofim. It's really the case where they divided the behemahs, they didn't divide the ksofim. It's a chiddush. So I would have thought, keep it the cholku bebehemah. Since they divided the behemahs, kolu datayu, tilam iflikaimi. Once they divide the behemahs, it looks like they're going to divide everything. And they're even going to divide the money. And being that it looks like they're going to divide the money, l'chayvu b'kalboin, they should be chayving. Meaning they didn't divide the money yet. That's why because the father, mitfusa sabayis, has been mafish machzis hashekel on their behalf. But once they divide the behemoth, it looks a little bit like they divided the money. Kamash malon, that was the one cheder. So we're going to exhale here, and the sugi is really going to continue into tomorrow's daf. But in tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to throw another wrinkle into this whole situation. And that is that we're talking about the halacha of two brothers who yarshin their father's estate, whether the chayv and ma'aseh behemah or not. So up until now, the way we learned the sugya, there's one thing that you need to take into consideration. Do you look at them as partners or not partners? Because there's halacha that partners are partner from Maisa Behema. But really, there's another thing that needs to be taken into consideration. And that is, we just saw this morning, we began the daf with a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Haloi Keach, Oishenitin Leib Matana, Patam and Maisa Behema. And there is a man, the Amar and Shas, spoke about the Shavuos night, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, Tera Achin Shechoku Lekuchai Sei. So when two brothers divide an estate, it could be we look at them as lekuchas. If you hold Ein Breira, we look at them as lekuchas. And if that's the case, there's another reason why maybe two brothers that divide an estate should be pater. And that's not only because they're partners, but even if they didn't become partners. Let's say they didn't, they would still be pater. Before the partnership, they're pater. They're pater because once they divide it, they have a din of lekuchas because of Ein Breira. And as a result, they can have the pur of lekeach. Either way, we'll see more about that in tomorrow's daf. But before we end, just one ha'ara, maybe two ha'aras. And that is that we saw something very interesting. And that is, the Gemara learned two halachas, mamish, the topic of today's daf, the two mishnayos of today's daf. The first halacha, and that is that if somebody buys a behemoth or receives a behemoth as a gift, he's parted from Maisa Behemoth. It's learned out from where? From the parasha of Bechar. Bechar b'necha titein li kein tasa l'sharcha v'tzaynecha. Kein tasa, the Shulchan says, really talking about Bechar. State him that. The word tasa tells me that it doesn't really mean Bechar. What it means is Ma'isa Behem. And another halacha, Shutvin apater from Ma'isa Behem. How do you know Shutvin apater from Ma'isa Behem? Because it says in the parasha of Bechar, Kol peter rechem yeh, lach is a lashon yachid. It can't mean that Bechar is only true for a yachid, because it says Bechar is bekarchem etzayinchem somewhere else. So meinu yin lebechar, today you're in the Ma'isa Behem. So essentially, two halachas related to Ma'isa Behema that I learned out from the parsha of Bechar. So what came to mind is an Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra is right here in the mafter of parshas Bechukai, coming full circle. And the parsha of Ma'isa Behema says the Eben Ezra. The Torah says, V'chol masa bakar betzayin, koila sheyavar tachas hashavet, ha'asire yiyah kodesh. Says the Eben Ezra, I quote, "V'hinei hanifchar, the chosen one of your animals, who ha'echad v'ha'asiri. It's the first and the tenth. Shavei k'moize. One is just like the other. The first and the tenth are mamish the same. They're shavei b'shavei. They're both nifchar. Rako asiri yigolenu ve'inakem. There's one nuance, a nafkamin and halacha between the ma'isa behem and the bechar. Says the Eben Ezra, "V'hinei yitein ha'bechar v'asiri be'behema. You have to give the Bechar, meaning the first and the tenth, when it comes to a behemoth, ubezera ha'aretz, just like you find the same thing when it comes to tvua, shea tvua ha'bekurim v'ha'maiser. Bekurim is the first, maiser rishon is the tenth. Either way, says the Eben Ezra on this parasha of Asiri Yekodesh, that you want to understand the kedusha of Asiri. Asiri Yekodesh, there's a certain level of kedusha. Vils fashtein the kedusha van Asiri Yekodesh, the same as kedusha of Bechar. Says the Eben Ezra, v'nei hanifchar hu ha'echad v'asiri shove k'moize. And you find the same exact thing when it comes to Tvuas Aretz. The Rishon, the first, the Echad has Kedusha. Where do you find that the Echad has Kedusha? That's the Parashah Bechar. And you find that the 10th one has Kedusha as well. That's the Halacha of Ma'aser Rishon. It's interesting that Eben Ezra continues, and in the last piece, he says, "Umisha yesh leilev lahavin soid ha'ilam, oz yeda soid ha'bechar v'asiri." Someone that knows the Soid HaOlam is going to know the Soid of Bechar and Asiri. So this is not just the Soid. This is related to literally the Soidus of the Bria. Echad and Asiri. But again, it's Eben Ezra's putting together the Bechar and the Asiri. So it seemed that there's some commonality between the Echad and the Asiri. So maybe that makes these Gemaras a little bit more moving, that we're learning halachas of Ma'isa Behema from the parasha of Bechar, because the truth is that there is a hashva. There's a connection between Bechar and Ma'isa Behema, because the Echad and the Asiri, says the Eben Ezra, Ashavik Kamoiza, it's the same exact thing. And if you would understand the Soid of the Bria, you would understand what the Soid of it is, but it's one. It's Echad and Asiri, it's the first and the tenth. You find the Kedusha of the first, you find the Kedusha of the tenth, and the Kedushas of the two things are related to each other. The grip, Rabbi Ruchem Fishel Perla, and that shtickle that we spoke about yesterday in great detail, where he brings from Shitas Harishayna, for Rav Sadya Goyen, and the Ritva, and the Shitim Kubes, and Sugi Takvukai, and Rabbeinu Chananel, as the Rishayim quoted in Mesach Teschul and Dafkuf Lamed Vav, he says, I have another Rishayim that said, Mefurish, that the halacha ma'isa behema is that it goes to the kohen. It's not nechal abayim. It goes to the kohen, and he brings it from the Eben Ezra in one of his svara. He says ayin shom. I don't have a sefer, but he says ayin shom with Eben Ezra says a bar chova, and he says v'chein mashma me'al Eben Ezra soif parshas bechuk koisa. He means this Eben Ezra because the Eben Ezra says that the echad and the asiri are the same. Now what do you do with the echad? What do you do with the bechor? You give it to the kohen. So if the Eben Ezra is saying that the echad and the asiri is the same, he says the same is true with tefilas aretz. The bechurim you give to the kohen. What do you do with the asiri? You give it to the levim. It's all matnas kahuna, matnas levim. That's what it is. If he's being mashvi the two, it's shavik kamay. He says the only difference is asiri you go lenu vein came to bechor. It sounds like it's the same thing. It also is loshen. V'hine yitain habechor the asiri bebehema yitain. Who are you giving it to? Let's be medayik. L'shoinei azov shal Eben Ezra. V'hinei yitein habachar v'asir b'behemo. So says the grip. I have another rishon tucked away over here in the end of Parshas Bechukaisai. But just to be messiah with a dvar agada. So you have over here this shita of the rishonim, which we see now is for rishonim, that hold that the purpose of ma'isa behema is to give it to the kohanim. Now if that's the case, a ma'isa behema just falls into the category of matnas kahuna. Right, matnas kahuna incidentally is a little bit in yonah d'yayma. This week's parashas nasai. Parashas nasai have the mitzvah of birchas kohanim. And the mitzvah of birchas kohanim begins with the words koi savarchos b'nei Yisrael. Rabbeinu Bechaya says koi is mispar chaf hei. He says the 25th matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Kehanim. We know the Kehanim have 24 matanas. Chav dalu matnas kuna. He says they really have the 25th. You know what the 25th is? They have the schus to be mevarch klal Yisrael. Kais mevarch es b'nei Yisrael's begamatria chaf hei. It's the 25th of the matnas kuna. Sounds like Maisa Behema might be the 25th of the Maisa of the Matnas Kuna. But regardless, but the Pashas is not that way. The Pashas is the way the Rambam says in the Perek Vav Hilchos Bechayres and Rashi and Chumash and the Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Samach Mitzvah Shas. But either way, it sounds like the Pashas is not that way. But rather, the Pashas is that what do you do with the Maisa Behema? You take the Maisa Behema, you bring it up with you to Yerushalayim, you bring it as a carbon. The question is, if Maisa Behema is not given to the Kehanim, it's not one of the Matnas Kuna, then what's the point? What's the Tachlis of Maisa Behema? Every tenth animal, what are you supposed to do with it? You bring it as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every carbon has a pshat. There has to be a tam. What's the tam of this carbon? If it's given to the kayhanim, okay, so the Torah says, chelef avidasam, it just falls into the purview of all the matnas kuna. But if it's not one of the matnas kuna, what is the tachlis? What's the shayrish ha-mitzvah? So the chinuch addresses it, and he addresses it here in mitzvah shin samach be'arichos. And he says a dover nifla. He says as follows. He says, Mishroshei ha-mitzvah, Sha'akel baruch hu bachar ba'am Yisrael. Kosh baruch hu chose Klal Yisrael. V'chofetz l'man tzidkoi li'ois kulam oiskei teirasei v'yoyda b'shmai. Really what Kosh baruch hu wants is that Yidin should sit and learn Torah. U'b'chachmasai. So therefore, Hashem used this chachma. What he did was he gave the Yidin this mitzvah. The mitzvah of Ma'aseh Behema, because the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Behema is going to be a gateway somehow to Limud HaTorah. How's that possible? Ki yodei elikim, sheroi bnei adam nimshachim achar hachomer hapochis b'shagam hu basa. It's interesting. So the chinuch starts off that Hashem created us for the noblest of reasons, yet understands that we're the lowliest of beings. But regardless, so Hashem wants us to learn Torah, but He knows who we really are. So what did Hashem do? It's going to be very hard to get people to want to sit and learn Torah. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was He made it that people should have no choice but to end up in a place, Yerushalayim HaKadosh, where people are going to be exposed to Ruchnias, they're going to be exposed to Limud HaTorah, and by default, they're going to have no choice but to be influenced and to be mushba. She'in tzafik, ki kol adam nimshak, likfaya dirase b'makam shemavayin Hashem. Everybody wants to go where their money is. V'lachein, v'alois kol ish masa kol behemer v'tzayin shalai shana b'shan b'makam she'esak ha'chachem v'atay resham v'yirushalayim. Being that every single yid b'chol shana v'shana is going to have no choice but to take every tetz, a lot of animals. Right? It could be a lot of animals. He's going to have to bring up to Yerushalayim. She'shama san hedrim, yoydi dasu mevinei mada. U'kameike nalu l'sham maise tfuaseinu. And you're also going to bring your Maisa Sheni. Barba Shnei Hashmita. Come on, she do a Maisa Sheni Nechalsham. Vechein Nater Avoy Shnei Chalsham. Alkoponim. The bottom line is, Oyelech Sham Balamom in Atzmai. Either the person himself. See, he has all this money, all these animals, all this fruit. He has no choice but to eat it in Jerusalem. So what's he going to do? What's he going to do? He's going to donate it? It's not Mastabra, says the Chinuch. You know what's going to happen? Either he's going to go himself, because he's going to realize I'm going to spend my summers in Yerushalayim, or I'll go up Shalish Pavim Bashan. He's going to spend significant time in Yerushalayim because he has a lot of money. He has a lot invested in Yerushalayim. What does he have invested in Yerushalayim? All his Maisa Behem, all his Maisa Sheni, all his Netar Avay, or at the very least, and I think this is the punchline, this is the Davar Chadash, a Yishlach L'Sham Echad Mibanav, or at the very least, he's going to send one of his children there. She Yelamed Sham V'Yeh Nizayn Ba'is in Paris. He has a son, he's supporting his son, perfect. You know what? Go to Yerushalayim. I can't go to Yerushalayim. Go to Yerushalayim, learn there, and you'll be supported with my Maisa Behema, with my Maisa Sheni. Says the Chinuch, Umitoy Kach Yeh B'chol Bayis U'Bayis Mikol Yisrael Ish Chacham Yedeya HaTayr. Amish Dvarim Nifla. He says that if you're going to spend time in Yerushalayim, or at the very least, one of your children will be learning in Yerushalayim, what's going to happen is every bias in Klal Yisrael is going to have a child that's a Talmud Chacham, that's a Ben Torah, Asher Yelamid B'Chachmasai Kol Beis Ovid, and he's going to come on Ben Azmanim, and he's going to Shtal Torah, and Yerushalayim, he's going to infuse the family with Torah. U'bechein by that Timolei Yaretz Deya Es Hashem. Because if a city will have even one chacham, and everyone's going to be influenced. Ayin Shom, he says unbelievable things. And he says, if you do that, and I think this is a play on coming full circle, connecting the end of Parashas Bichur Kosai to the beginning of Parashas Bichur Kosai, the Yidden will be zoichetet v'asati mishkani b'soichichem v'yisem li la'an v'anoichi eyo lachem le'lekim, which is of course the brachas that I mentioned right in the beginning of Parashas Bichur Kosai, the beginning to the mafter, all coming together. But regardless, a little poetry from the chinuch. But the bottom line is, says the chinuch, you want to know what the tachlis of Maisa Behema is, you know what the tachlis is? The outcome of Maisa Behema is not shayach. Because if you're going to have to take every 10th animal and bring it up to Yerushalayim, and now you have to take a couple of years during the Shemitah cycle, your Peres and your Netar Avah, you bring it up to Yerushalayim. You're going to have a lot invested, a lot of money, assets in Yerushalayim, which is going to require either you to spend time there or one of your children, or maybe several of your children. And once a family member of yours is going to be in Yerushalayim, he's going to be mushpa from all the Torah and all the Yerushalayim and everything that's going on there. And by default, it's going to end up having a tremendous hashpa on the entire family. I mean, we can really stop here and just end it, because this chinuch is so beautiful. But just to be marchiv on the chinuch for one moment, and that is that Tosfos brings the Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Alef Amud Aleph. The pasuk says, "Ki mitzion teitze Torah." Why did Torah come mitzion? Lefisha yoraya kedusha gedayla. Because when a person went to Yerushalayim, he saw kedusha gedayla. The kaihanim oiskim ba'avoda hayom mechaven liba yoisel Yerushalayim velumay Torah kider arshina b'sefri leman tilma liyira gadol ma'aser sheinish and mevli de talmud. Maisa Sheni brings Lidei Talmud. How does Maisa Sheni bring Lidei Talmud? If you shall I oim, if you shall I, it's a free. Actually, you have Maisa Sheni shall I. You wait, person, how do you Maisa Sheni shall I? Are you Roy Shakulam Oiskim of Lacha Shemaim Bavoida? Are you Gam who Mechavan Lir Shemaim Voisik Bidar? He had no choice but to be Mechavan as well. We once stelled Tzu to this raid. I mean, the Chinuch is a base medrash, Boli Chiddush. But we once stelled Tzu to this raid that Ramei Simcha, in Parshas Kiseitze, in the Parsha Ben Soyer Meir, brings the Tosefta in Mesechtes Negaim. Amar Rav Nosson, Ein Ben Soyer Meir Nasib Yerushalayim. There was no Ben Soyer Meir Yerushalayim. The question is why? Ramei Simcha says something only Ramei Simcha could say. I mean, this is classic Meshachah. Hashtag classic Meshachah. He says a Davar Nifla. He says the reason is because the Gemara says in Mesechtes Psochim, Su Sharim Rasheichem. Su Sharim Rasheichem. Okay, who should come in? V'yavi malach hakovid, right? But the Gemara says differently. The Gemara says v'yikonis yoichanam ben narboi v'yimali kresoi mikotshe shamayim. Amru olav al yoichan ben narboi, he was a kohen. And ha'yo oichal gimel meyos hagolim v'shoyse gimel meyos garbeyayin v'oichal arboim so goizolois kinuach suda. And for kinuach suda, for dessert, he ate 40 saw of goizolos. Amru kol yom of sheichel narboi lo nimtza noisa v'mikdash. There was never noiser in the times of Yoichan ben Arboi, because he used to eat everything. Says Rav Meir Simcha ulefizeh gam biyushalayim hoya toida v'shalom ma'aser sheni v'chasay yushalayim bedukos. He says it's meaning the kohanim, they couldn't have noiser. You know what they were forced? They had to eat a lot. So says Rav Meir Simcha, had it somebody become a ben soyer meyer, he ate too much. He was a glutton. He ate too much meat. He drank too much wine, yayin ho italki. But the point is, it came from too much achil v'shtiyah. He says that if a child is growing up in Yerushalayim and he sees the kohanim, these are the kedoshim, these are the tzaddikim, they're eating so much and they're drinking so much, Where did he learn to do that? He probably learned. He's going to learn from them. Right? Inevitably, he's going to learn from them. But the point is, you can't blame the child for doing the same thing. And being that you can't blame the child for doing the same thing, it's not indicative of there being something wrong with this child, where we know for sure he's going to end up being a bad kid, and therefore, right? The whole idea of Mitzrayim Meir is, why is he doing this? That fresh, that trint, he's a zoil of a soiver. This is going to have a very bad ending. You know what? Let's kill him as an innocent child. Says Rameh Simcha, what do you want from this child? The fact that this child is a zoil of a soiver, that's because there's something, you know, he's a healthy child. He looks around him and he sees there's no nicer in the whole Yerushalayim. So what do you want from him? That's Rameh Simcha's pshat. But we said at the time that maybe the beer is based on this raid, that it's mavur that in Yerushalayim, you see, kimitziyein teitzei soira, that there was a special amount, tilma l'yira, I see that you find by Ma'aseh Sheni comes from Yerushalayim. So we shtel to the Yerushalmi. Tzofa kodosh baruch hu shesoif zeh osa legamre nichsei yoviv. Ves nichsei imo. This child, why do we kill him? The Mitzrayim Meir, because we know what's going to happen. He's going to steal from his father and his mother. And he's going to forget his learning. And Reb Shmuel Yankim and Zoytz Liakov in this pasuk has a whole arichos with Rabbeinu Yoina, and he says that you see from here that the child is not destined to be a Mitzrayim Meir until when? Until he forgets his learning. It's only if we know for sure that he's going to take away the nechassim from his father and his mother, and he's going to kill people. But until he forgets his learning, he's not a Mitzrayim Meir yet. He shells through Rabbeinu Yoina, Shari Tshuv, and Shari Rishon, who says, but if someone is a Ben Torah, there's always hope that he's going to do tshuva. If a person is infused with Torah, he's not going to be a Mitzrayim Meir. Because at the end of the day, the Torah that he has inside of him is Machzir Lamutav. Ha'or Shebar Machzir Lamutav. So perhaps the reason there was no Ben Torah Meir in Yerushalayim is because Yerushalayim was so filled with Torah once upon a time. That's why there was a mitzvah of Ma'aseh Sheni. That's why there's a mitzvah of Nat Ravai. That's why, says the Chinuch, a mitzvah Shas. There's a mitzvah to go up to Yerushalayim to see this Kedusha, to learn Torah. Send your son there. He learns Torah, he's going to come back. He'll be such a positive influence for the entire family. But a child that spent time in Yerushalayim, that child is so infused with Torah, he's never going to come to Soifai L'Shakeach Estamudai. If that's the case, he'll never be a Mitzvah.